Welcome back to Small Town Talk. I'm Eric.
And I'm Jamie.
And we are back with another episode. You know something I could really use right now?
What's that, dear?
A massage.
A massage.
And today we talk to
Beth Sanger, the owner of Ombu, located here in Edmonds. This is a full salon and spa. So, men, women,
ever,
anyone, beautify yourself, you can
get a massage, relax. I know it's my personal favorite spot for a massage. I think the only place I've ever had a massage was from that.
Oh, yeah.
But it was great. So,
or facial.
There you go. So listen along and enjoy this episode.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Small Town Talk. We have Beth here from Ombu. Hi, Beth. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good.
Thanks for being here.
So you have Ombu and you are located on 3rd Avenue currently. Tell us how you got into the salon business.
It's kind of an interesting story. I have no background in salons or spas. And I had recently retired from my job. I thought I was retiring. Mm-hmm. I was a pharmaceutical rep for like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
I thought I needed to spend more time with the kids. They were getting into high school and just needed more presence. But my daughter's best friend's mom worked at Ombu and had for years, and Ombu was closing. Mm-hmm. So the owners had attempted to sell the business a couple of times and both sales fell through. And I ran into her at Walnut one morning for coffee, the mom, and I was just chatting with her and she was sad because the holidays are coming up and come January 1st, there wasn't going to be a job or a salon. And I thought, well, I could do that. How hard could it be? So
Walnut.
That's how it started.
Walnut, where everything happens in Edmonds.
Yes, that's where it started.
And so your old space used to be located on Main Street. And
yeah.
Then a couple, what, it's been 2 years?
Yeah, how many years has it been since you moved down?
Well, there's been COVID.
Avenue? Yeah.
Right? Which
time has like, lost all meaning.
Right? So I
COVID.
Think that's at least 3 years. It's been a while.
Wow.
Because we were in the new space when we were shut down. Mm-hmm. So I think we got into the space about August and then we were shut down in the early part of the new year. So we're probably approaching 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Time flies.
Yeah.
During COVID,
it's hard to believe, right? It's yeah. All of a sudden it's like you have no concept of time for the past 4 years, I feel like.
Yeah.
It seems like when we were restarting the podcast, it was like, oh, we only have, it's only been a year or two. I'm like, oh, wait, no. 2019, at the end of 2019 was our last podcast we did. And I'm
right.
Like, wow, like it's 2024 now.
Oh, God.
It's just crazy. It's just absolutely.
So maybe we've been there even longer. It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been kind of a fun experience.
Yeah.
And you got to make the space exactly how you wanted it. And
yeah, that was a challenge in the old place. It was such an old building and it needed so much to renovate. And how would we do it and still have a business, So it was actually the best thing that we moved. But at the time, I was like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
I also was worried about renting another space
yeah.
because you're still at the whim of a landlord.
Yeah.
And only wanted to move if we were going to be able to find something to purchase. And buying in the bowl is hard.
It is. Absolutely.
And was that a law office before?
So it was zoned for residential or business,
okay.
And it was a home.
It was a home. Okay. I think about the building next door.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. We converted it from residential to commercial, which in hindsight, I don't recommend. It's a lovely old building. So I'm so happy that we are in it. It was built in the early 1900s, but I think sometimes you spend so much money and time trying to make a building work that probably could have been easier if we started afresh and built up and bigger, but we love where we are.
Well, it's so quaint and like the charm of it's just so old world Edmonds and having that cute little craftsman.
It is. It's
home
sweet.
Business.
And the landscaping is great. There's a local guy that helped with that. And the fountain, which is frozen right now, but often
like
flows and is, we get birds visiting and crows fighting. It's nice.
How was the permitting process for conversion? Was it hard?
Hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard. When we bought it, it has a basement underneath, and we chatted with the permitting department, and they assured us that we'd be able to use the basement for services. And then we purchased it. This is after my architect went down and talked to permitting. And then we purchased it and started working with permitting again. And they said, not only can you not use the downstairs for a business, but your employees can't even enter it.
Oh, wow.
And
for safety reasons?
Because of the height of the ceiling, it was 7.5 feet tall. And they said, and to ensure that nobody would ever use the space, everything has to be gutted. All electricity, plumbing.
And make it just completely empty.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
So you ended up doing that then?
No. No, it wouldn't work. I mean, it was shocking, right? So it did force us to look in other directions. So we knew we could not put any clients downstairs. Mm-hmm. That was definitely not going to happen. So we converted the garage and put an addition onto the back of the building so that the spa is back there, and it's a perfect fit. That's great. But
quieter.
It is. Yeah. It's really, really, that was a really great addition. I don't have parking, but okay. And then we were able to... I guess there's some give and take with the permitting department. If you over improve and make certain things more safe, then you can get allowances in other areas.
Okay.
So it was a study that had to be done. And anyway, my employees are allowed to go down there.
So oh, that's good.
Storage, a break area. We do our laundry, we eat. And it's this amazing, huge space that everybody's always blown away by that.
Oh my gosh.
We have this little oasis downstairs.
And so, as long as you don't hire any, former NBA players to, go down
there,
you don't have to really worry about it.
Yeah, 7.5 is still pretty decent clearance. I'm sure really tall people might feel like it's crowding them, but most of us are just fine down there.
Yeah.
So in the past, we used to have, when kids were sick and not going to school, we'd have a sick kid or two down there. Sometimes they weren't really that sick.
It's a quarantine space.
Uh-huh. Then COVID happened, and now everyone's like, ooh, no sick kids. But also our kids have all gotten older. Yeah. The staff is growing older with me.
Yeah.
And how many people do you have working with you right now?
Probably about 20.
Wow.
So we do have a lot. We've got a lot of hairstylists. I think we've got 9 folks that are doing hair. We've got 3 massage therapists, 4 estheticians, and then a nice, healthy front desk staff, too. So
it's a great space. I've been in a couple times. And I visited during Porch Fest. That was so fun.
We are so lucky to have things like that.
I know. Your space was perfect for that.
Yeah. It was a friend's son who is in a jazz quartet. I think it's a quartet. And they're so talented. They've been together since high school. And they've all graduated from college, and they keep coming back to do events. But I thought that being kind of off the beaten path of Porch Fest, that we wouldn't get the traffic that some of the other locations got, and it was packed. They're so talented.
There was probably, when I was there, which was later in the afternoon, there's probably 30 to 40 people out front.
Yeah, it was shocking.
Yeah.
I know.
I think because they had some down on Sunset also.
Yeah,
so people were
working out.
Making that loop.
Yeah, that's a really fun event.
Yeah.
Not to bring up COVID again, but how was COVID for your business?
So COVID was so shocking. It was such a weird, surreal time. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, I was just talking to Kimberly about this yesterday, because we did a lot as local business owners to try to entertain ourselves and make a little bit of money. But we, Local VOR is kind of another fun institution in Edmonds that I'm sure you'll hear a lot about. But Local VOR kind of rose to the occasion and put together a website so that we could sell baskets of products, and we delivered them.
Oh, that's cool. Great.
So I've always wanted to sell plants, which is so funny. I know. So I found a wholesale nursery up in Snohomish and I started buying plants, like 20 or 30 of these really beautiful plants, and then pairing them with different spa products. So most of COVID, I spent buying plants and shopping for bubble bath and ways to like kind of spoil yourself, and then packaging them, photographing them, and delivering them all over.
Oh my gosh.
And occasionally my husband would come with me because he was a little bored too, stuck at home.
So like a date.
The two of us driving around, he's like, where are we going? I'm like, I don't even know. He's like, does this make sense? I'm like, I don't know about that either. I'm like, does it have to make sense
right now? Nothing makes sense.
So I was proud that I was able to cover my utilities.
Yes.
Not my rent.
No.
Which is due to my husband. Or to me. I mean, we own the house, so we did not cover mortgage with my basket deliveries, but we did cover utilities. I felt like I was like there in secret because, you know, no businesses were allowed to be open.
Right. Yeah.
So I wouldn't turn on the lights. So I'm sneaking around to make sure none of the neighbors report me that I'm in
there.
That
would be a shame if somebody...
Well, it, you know, there were lots of rumors about people cutting hair and doing things on the side.
Don't want people to think that you're like cutting hair.
And we weren't cutting stuff hair.
Like that, or giving massages during COVID.
Nothing fun. It was me playing with plants. And then we have a plant wall, so I'm trying to make sure that the plant wall doesn't die.
Oh, yeah.
So I played with those plants, and we got everything that we sell in inventory online so that people could do online purchases. So I was also delivering retail purchases too, and packaging them for mail. And
did you continue it now? Do you still like offer like?
Well, we
kind of
do, but nobody is still maintaining it. Oh no, we don't do any gift baskets anymore.
Yeah.
The plant thing was like definitely a trend when everybody came back because everyone was used to like nesting and taking care of their homes. My house was covered in plants. Ambu was covered in plants. Everybody bought plants, and then I think they all started to die.
No.
So I'm going the opposite direction now. It's like about serenity and, you know, open space and declutter. And
get rid of some of the dead plants.
So. Yeah, not all plants were made to be indoors forever.
When you always buy, like, I feel like I buy plants. I'm like, this is going to be great. It's going to last forever.
Yeah.
And like 6 months later, it's dead. I'm like, how did this happen?
Right. Did I water it?
Did I overwater? Did I underwater? Did I not give it?
We're the worst with plants.
But we have two that we have got to survive. Three that have survived for multiple years now. I'm very proud of myself.
I also think we can change the mindset on plants. Like if you buy flowers, you know they're dying, right? You get a week.
Yeah.
If you buy a plant and it lives for 6 months, you've got a great value.
Yeah.
Right? That is true.
You've got good decoration for 6 months and it gets to go into the yard waste, so it gets to be recycled.
Yes.
Put in your compost.
Yeah.
You know.
Spin the narrative.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm okay with plants. But I do have some that are special that I try to keep going.
Yeah. And how I can't, I mean, again, space and time with COVID, how long were salons shut down for during COVID?
80 days.
80 days.
Yeah. It got a lot more comfortable when my employees were being paid.
Yeah.
Because that was incredibly stressful. You know, I've worked with everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of folks for the last 5 or 6 years at that time. And I know their families and their kids. And
it's stressful.
Yeah.
And you probably felt some ownership of like, I don't know what to tell you. My hands are tied. Like, we can't do hair, we can't do massages.
Right.
It was a hard time.
So it was good though, once everybody was getting paid, and as employees, we've all been paying our taxes, and it was really nice that everything was current. So it was very easy, I think, for everyone to get the money. I know if you're self-employed, it was a little bit more difficult because you have to be completely caught up on everything before you can apply.
So I know we are doing a lot of Zoom showings. FaceTime showings of homes.
What a time to be a real estate agent.
Right.
Like, what do you think of this kitchen?
A lot of virtual open houses, you know.
Oh, wow.
It was weird.
Did it work?
I mean, no one does virtual open houses now for a reason, I guess.
Oh.
But open houses in general have kind of gone away a little bit. People just don't seem to go to them anymore, which is interesting, as much as it was, you know, before COVID.
Business
but changes. Yeah, a lot of, you know, it, accelerated the real estate?
Because everyone decided they needed more space.
Yeah.
So it was busier for real estate.
It really was a transition of turning from still people using paper and, like, you know, just calling to make appointments to everything went very electronic.
Right.
All electronic signings. No matter
scheduling
what.
Scheduling showings, Zoom, which is now still a thing.
Yeah. Zoom meetings for everything, which now has become pretty, like, common for people.
Like signing contracts. We'll do on Zoom now instead of in person a lot.
So that's become a pretty normal thing. We're trying to bring it back to, like, meet in person more and do stuff. But now people have that, like, disconnect. And it's like, well, I can just do it over Zoom. Now everyone's, like, used to Zoom, you know. Remember before COVID, it was like, get on a video call. You know, it's just, I don't even video anyone, you know, what am I going to do with a video call? And so it's been a big change for us, but a good change, I think. So
it's always pivoty.
Yeah, definitely. And we work at home a lot more.
Yeah.
So there is a huge change in the way we're working and living. And
it's good, though, to push everyone out of their bubble. I feel like this last 6 months has really felt like the turn from COVID, like, more in-person stuff and getting back out in the community. I'm sure once COVID, those 80 days elapsed, I'm sure clients were banging to get it.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, we had rescheduled people over and over again because at first we were only closed for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If everybody could stay home for 2 weeks, we can...
We'll just beat it.
Right.
Yep.
It'll be over.
We won't spread it and it'll be fine. So... we did spend all the time and reschedule everybody in 2 weeks. And then I think we were given another date and we did it again. Mm. And it was so like much work.
Oh, I can't imagine.
And then eventually I just had to call everybody and tell them, we're not rescheduling you until we reopen.
Yeah.
Until we have a really, really good date because we're scrambling and this is getting silly. And when we reopened, we were booked out for so many months.
Yeah.
It took us I still would not say that we're back to the way we were. We've just been that busy ever since.
Wow.
Well, it's a good thing.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Good thing for business to be busy.
I know.
Especially when you have to make payments and rents and all, not rents, but, you know, utilities. And
I think the way people have been working is different because even when people were able to get out and about, they weren't going into Seattle to work anymore, which meant that they weren't going to their hairstylist in Seattle. They were looking for services here and people were looking to get pampered here and do that.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah.
It's the silver linings.
Yeah. It was good. And then overall, the government support with PPP and different things for businesses was good. And, you know, even like some of the local charities or nonprofits that I work with have gotten some really nice infusions. So it's worked out.
That is good.
And speaking of Localvore, so you are part of that group, correct?
I'm not.
Oh.
No. So Localvore was started by a group, I think, of five ladies, and one of them is a hairstylist from the refinery back when the refinery was there. So they started it, and for many years I was like, oh, I really want to be part of that. And then they opened it up, and then I realized it wasn't really a good fit for my business. Oh. So I don't know. I was like, outside looking in, I was like, oh, and then I signed up and I was like, yay. And then I thought, I don't have the space for this.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't do this on a Saturday.
You can't shut down the salon and not
have it doesn't make sense for me. Like Refinery had this huge yard and I think they were able to do things outside, but my yard is covered in bushes.
Yeah. So and you have the nice porch, but
it's not big enough to entertain people. So I did. I've done this a couple of times where I'm like, yes, I'm in. And then I'm like, no, I'm not.
Second thought, this isn't going to work.
I'm not a traditional retailer. We do a lot of retail business. Yeah. So we sell a lot of stuff. So then I confuse myself with who we are. But give me a couple of days to digest it. And then I'm like, oh, no, that's not us.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any, do you ever do like promotions or parties or?
So Wine Walk is something that's very close to my heart. So I love art. And when I started with Ombu, I joined the Art Walk board.
Uh-huh.
And Wine Walk is something that I brought to Art Walk as a fundraiser after going to Chelan. Lake Chelan has this amazing thing called Winterfest. It was last weekend, probably, on the Martin Luther King weekend. Yeah. And we would go, and it was so much fun. All the little shops and the great wine, and they had all kinds of great events. So I thought we could do something like that to make money for Art Walk. And we tried doing it ourselves, and we really did not do a good job. I don't think we made any money, but we partnered with a wine producer, somebody who does this professionally. And so for a very reasonable fee, he brings in the wineries and really told us how to do it.
Does all legwork kind of get it set
up. Even when I was like, that doesn't sound right, we were like, no, we're going to listen to him. We're going to just do what David says this time. And what David said turned out to be the right way to do it. So he knew the formula, and Art Walk makes a great, you know, income from Wine Walk. And it started with just a couple hundred people. And I think we're up to like at least 500.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing how many people show up and are lined up around the businesses going in. And
we have more businesses, so we have more doors, which means more wineries, more tickets. We have two events, so we don't overdo it. I don't think it's saturated.
Yeah.
But walking around and seeing people, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's, as far as a business, it's very inexpensive to get people with disposable income to walk in your door that love wine, art, people, you know. It's great. That's a great way to... It's a great way to advertise and have fun at the same time. You should.
We have a lot of wall space.
You could.
Yeah.
This would be a great location for it. And I know just the committee to...
You know the place.
I do.
I'm
still involved.
I'm a glutton for punishment. I volunteer for everything.
This would be a great space for it.
Yeah, because it's what, twice?
It's twice. So there's we call it down the hill and up the hill. And so Fifth is the dividing line. Mm-hmm. So if you're on Fifth, you can do both or one. Mm-hmm. And so being on Fourth, you'd be on the down the hill version with me.
Yay.
I usually have music, which keeps people here longer. Mm-hmm. But it's a great way to advertise.
Yeah.
And, you know, get good wine. And it's fun.
We'll talk offline.
Quite to experience. I've experienced it before. I've been to them and helped out. It's
fun.
It's a lot of people.
It is. You'll get hundreds of folks through your door that will see this really cool space that I didn't even know the building necessarily was here, but this build out's really nice.
Yeah. And do you see, like, do you get clients are like, oh, I came in here on the wine walk?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I'll talk to folks and like, oh, you've curly hair. I have curly hair. Does somebody here cut your hair? I'm like, yeah, of course.
Of course someone cuts it.
Can you imagine
of
if course. You went somewhere else?
Okay, I did. It was a time. I did, because when Ambu first opened, nobody really specialized in curly hair. Oh. And I didn't even know what I was doing. I mean, my hair was like frizzy and crazy. And some days it was good, but most of the days it was not. Mm-hmm. And then I realized there's a little bit of pressure being a salon owner that you can't walk around with crazy looking hair.
You're like a walking advertisement.
It's not good. So I started looking into salons that specialize in curly hair. And then I was like, oh, this is a good reason to go and find these folks.
Yeah.
So I found a salon up in La Conner
that
at the time was using Diva Curl, and their stylists were all Diva Curl certified.
Oh.
And they specialize in curly hair. And so a friend from Lake Stevens would always meet me there, and we'd get our hair cut and go out to dinner or lunch.
And great food out there.
Yeah. And we had fun, but then I realized, like, this isn't really what this I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah. I'm supposed to be bringing it back to my business.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had a couple of stylists that were interested in being Diva certified. And so that's how it started, was going through the Diva curl cutting method.
Oh.
And since then, we have several people. We have two that are still Diva certified, but a couple of curly style, like, they have curly hair themselves, and so they get how to cut curls.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can handle curls now.
That's good.
Do you guys do children haircuts or not really?
Not as much.
My daughter has really curly hair. It's always a challenge to, you know, I mean, now she's 6 and a half, so she's at the age where she'll sit in a chair. So for a while, we used to go up to Heritage up in by Meadowdale there.
Yeah.
And she's great, Maggie, but, you know, she didn't quite know what to do with the curls. And so we've kind of just been all over the place with, and I've been trying to get her to put curly hair product stuff in, but I don't even know if it's the right stuff for her hair.
One day she wants curls, the next day she wants it straightened.
I only straighten it once in a while for like picture day or something, but.
Right, it's a lot of work.
It is, and it's always in like brat's nuts. Because even this morning, I'm like, we gotta brush your hair because she can't see the back.
Oh.
And I'm like, you have a huge knot. And she's like, you're hurting me.
I know, I had the same thing. My oldest has really curly hair and I had to finally just cut it shorter because she didn't want to take care of it. And I was tired of fighting her with it. Now she's got like crazy long curly hair. But we do have really good curly products at Ombu. We have a line. Yeah. It's a black owned line. So it works with all curl types. Mm-hmm. And we have great masks. So I used a mask this morning to try to make sure that my curls were looking good for today. but there's a really good mask. There's a good leave-in conditioner, curl cream.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring her in. She's about due. We cut it short last summer, but we've been growing it out because she does dance at Barclay Shelton.
Yeah.
And so they have a hair.
Protocol.
I was going to say ordinance, and I'm like, it's not a law.
It's not quite that bad.
It's a hair ordinance.
So it's at the point where she's about ready for a haircut again. You know, you got to do like the layering, and because otherwise it's just all heavy on the bottom. And
she loves haircuts though. She's like, she just wants to get her haircut. She's like, I just want to sit there and get my haircut. And every time, you know, her brother goes every month for his haircut. And she's like, why don't I get my haircut? I'm like, well,
you don't need to
have it cut every single month. So you get like once or twice a year, a nice little trim up.
Well, it's good to know, though.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of the go-to curly hair.
We have two curly lines, and they're both very natural.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's great. Do you have any other, like, promotions coming up? Like, I know Mother's Day is around the corner.
We're talking about one right now, but we're still kind of in the young stages. We're doing a package of peels, like a lunchtime peel.
That's a great idea.
Not a lot of downtime, but... we're still kind of in the infancy, so I can't really speak too much about what we're going to do since it's, we're in the texting phase.
The texting phase. Not on the paper.
No, not on the paper drafting phase. We do a lot of gift card sales for Mother's Day. So
if anyone needs a gift card for a nice spa day, come down in.
Facials, massage.
Perfect Mother's Day gift.
You could do baskets again for Mother's Day.
We could. We could do baskets.
Gift card in a basket.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And a plant.
I'm full of them.
Okay, I don't know about the plants anymore.
She's done with the plants.
I kind of am. I know, it's a lot of work here.
You could hook up with Morgan and Moss and say, gift basket, spa card, flower.
Okay, I don't know that they're doing as many plants anymore.
But they could just a bouquet for Mother's Day.
Oh, they have the most beautiful flowers.
I know. My friends just sent me some. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
That could be a good sync up.
Yeah, that's another business we're lucky to have.
I know.
We're so fortunate.
I know.
Everything we have in Edmonds, especially, you know, how much has changed over the past 20 years to have all these things right here. You don't even have to leave town for anything.
I've been here, how long have I been here? About 15. So I've seen a lot of it evolve and the food.
I know.
What a uptick the last even 5 years.
I know.
It's crazy how much it's expanded.
It's so nice to have
true destination to come to.
But we don't really want to like advertise it too much.
No. It's a horrible place. Do not come to Edmonds. You're going to hate it. Except for to get your hair cut.
Haircuts are okay.
Haircuts and massages and face peels.
Although we are in real estate, so.
Yeah.
Oh, we're about
moving
in and moving out.
We'll sell everyone's house to get them out of it.
Okay. All right. We have to do a one-for-one exchange.
Out of Edmonds.
We'll just sell the house.
I don't know why anybody would move out of Edmonds. But I guess they do.
Where were you before?
So more recent, the move, Maryland is where we moved from to come here.
Oh, wow.
For work?
That's another weird, crazy story. But I grew up in West Virginia, mm-hmm. and during high school and college, the grunge scene was pretty hopping out here.
Yeah.
And I was dating and married a radio DJ.
Oh.
So I was supposed to go into news broadcasting. That's what I thought, that I'd be like famous on the TV.
Yeah.
News. That didn't happen, but he did. He followed his passion for radio. And the goal was always to move to Seattle for the music scene.
Yeah.
We detoured and ended up in Maryland for a while. A really long time, actually. So
complete opposite of grunge right there.
Yeah. Yeah. We lived in Annapolis where the Naval Academy is. It's beautiful. Yeah. Super pretty. And our two children were born there. Mm-hmm. We, as a couple, did not make it together, but eventually he did move out to Seattle for a job and has been at the same radio station probably for like 18 years.
Wow.
So he's done really well here. And at some point, raising two kids by myself on the East Coast when he was here was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up moving to Seattle and living in Ballard, and he was in Fremont, and it worked really well to have the kids at least contained.
Yeah.
And, I would vacation here. So when the kids would be coming to visit him like a couple of times a year, I would fly with them and then hang out at a hotel. And so I had solo vacations in Seattle. And so I would hang out like at Green Lake and Golden Gardens. And I dreamed of moving to Ballard. Mm-hmm. So that's where I moved.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you made your way up to Edmonds.
Yeah. And I fell in love.
As everyone does.
Yeah.
So start in Ballard.
Right.
And then you
started
in
Ballard.
In Ballard and you work your way.
It's funny, I had an old Craftsman there. So now I still have a nice, cute little old Craftsman.
Oh.
I don't get to live in it, but I get to work in it.
Next best thing.
Right.
Probably spend more time there anyway. I mean,
exactly.
Awake anyway, right?
So, but my husband Tom lived in Edmonds with his two kids.
Ooh.
And it was 2008, and it was hard to sell housing then because we were both underwater.
Ooh.
So, luckily, his house was big enough for us. So, we merged families and kept the Ballard house for a while. And I would drive by it. We had folks renting
just drive
by it. I did. Nothing awkward about that, right?
I think everyone does that. I think everyone drives by their house. Even when they sell it, they keep driving by.
I know.
My parents used to drive by our old house all the time when I was a kid.
In our old house.
We still drive by our old house. And
we had such happy memories there. It was such a sweet house. And it's so nice to see it being maintained and loved. And, because houses are more than just a place.
Like,
there's a lot that goes into that spot.
Long memories.
Yeah. I went to college. I did not go to college. My kids did. But one of the photos on my daughter's wall was a picture of the house.
Oh.
There weren't that many photos, but one of them. And I was like, it was a time.
A reminder of home.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
That's kind of sad. Oh, I know. She's like, never forget.
Okay, and we also don't print a lot of pictures anymore.
Yeah.
So that was also a time where I have a lot of printed pictures in duplicate. So she was probably rummaging through all the duplicate pictures and that was.
Yeah, because you always had two of everything.
Yeah, right?
The good old days of.
I still have some boxes of duplicates. So
it's good to have. It's good to look. My parents have all of like picture albums throughout, from the 70s on, and it's always cool to go back and like the kids enjoy going and just looking at the pictures because it's on your phone, you don't look at it that often. Like,
I know
the reason I go through my pictures on my phone is to like clear out the ones I don't
because
I need
just
space,
full.
Or something like that. It's like, which ones can we get rid of? And
I just buy more storage.
Oh,
yeah,
but I love, does your phone make videos for you?
Yeah,
oh my gosh, I love getting videos.
It's I'll like go down like a wormhole and all of a sudden I'm crying because it's like the kids' baby pictures. I'm like, oh my, and they put the music
first
around
steps.
How old is your baby now?
He turned 2
in October. He turned 2, so he's almost 2.5.
Really mastered the word no.
Oh,
yeah, we're really
that's true.
No is a word he knows well.
Ah,
I know.
Ava loved.
I know.
Your baby.
He is quite the personality. Yeah.
A lot of screaming. A lot of screaming.
No.
You're like, let's go to bed. Like, he goes and hides behind the one of the curtains, the drapes, and he goes, no. No. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, bud.
She probably he was a very content, when he wasn't happy talking. Baby.
He,
right?
He is content.
He is a very
when he is when he gets like when he has someone like focusing on him when uh-huh. it's just us with all the kids, it gets hard to like, you know, you're cooking dinner and then yeah. one kid's doing homework and another one's, you know, downstairs doing something else. And he just kind of wants to be around, but everyone's doing something. Right. And then he's like, what? This isn't about me right now. No one's holding my hand, you know, no one's playing with me. And so then he kind of, that's when he takes, that's when he goes.
And your daughter probably babysat him when he wasn't talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's still very sweet. I mean, we call him Sweet Baby Ray, like yeah. the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
That's great. And we can't wait till she comes back.
Me too. What, another year and a half, probably?
Two full years. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a 27-month program.
That is a long time. And yes. She's in Africa?
She's in Namibia.
Oh, wow.
In the Peace Corps. So, yeah. She's having an incredible time.
That's good.
Incredible in good and bad ways. So, I mean, but overall, I don't think she's never said she wanted to come back and actually said she does not want to visit. She thinks that coming back would be hard time-wise as far as like trying to adjust our time and then going back and then also just feeling torn about who she should be seeing and visiting, friends, family, and there's just not enough time. So she would rather just not even bother. She's got some of the other volunteers coming back this upcoming summer, and she's glad she's not. But we are going to see her.
Oh, fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting.
We're going to meet her in Cape Town.
Oh, that's great.
And do some safaris and go to Botswana. And we're doing a lot.
Wow.
That'll be an exciting trip.
And then we will end up in Namibia. So she'll get to show us her village where she is. She's like the Angolan border.
Oh my gosh.
These are places I've never even seen or known much about. Right. And she's learning a language that is very different to my ears.
She'll probably never use it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you never know.
That's true.
Yep. Food, animals, thing, everything is so different.
Yeah. It must have been a pretty big shock.
Yeah.
I imagine the first couple of weeks when she got there.
Well, when she first got there, luckily she was staying close to the capital, close to Windhoek. So she had some training and there was a lot more available there. And then like a couple months into it, she got to do a visit to the village where she is now. So I guess it wasn't totally shocking. Like, you know, she wasn't just dropped there and then left. So she spent a couple of days there, got to meet. She's in a homestay situation, so there's a family on the property.
Oh, that's
and then
nice.
She has a room attached to the garage.
Oh.
And it's a really large property with a lot of animals. It's been great. But she's this week is her first week. School just started at the beginning of January. Mm. This is their summer. Yes.
Yeah.
Summer.
That's
so
right.
The beginning of the school year starts in the beginning of January.
Oh.
How interesting.
Yeah.
That would be so strange.
So she did have a long break for the holidays. It's a pretty fairly Christian, most folks are fairly Christian there. There's a real Dutch influence in German.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think because they're very close to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's an experience.
Yeah, she's teaching English and she's just learning a lot.
Now, if they don't like use their time to come home, does her time that she has to stay shorten at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Well, I mean,
like,
I'll just
work through my vacations and come home a month
early. I don't think she's
early.
Trying to come home early.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't think she has any urgency to come home. We will have vacation when she'll be with us for a couple of weeks when we're gone. When we're there, she'll be with us the mm-hmm. entire time. And she's got, I think, a trip planned to Kenya.
Fun.
So as a group, a bunch of volunteers are going there. They're really encouraged to travel a lot mm-hmm. in continent.
Wow.
And then there's some place, it's like, I don't know, probably some Instagram place that she's like, you have to go to. And it's something that sounds really cool and I can't remember what it is.
I know, like, they want to go Western Africa has those pink beaches.
Right. What is that?
No clue.
I have no idea.
But I know I've seen pictures, and it's right. like, it looks like it's from another world.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, she should definitely go there. I mean,
it's expensive, apparently. Yeah. So I think that's the goal, cool. is to end up there before the whole thing is over.
Well, I'm excited for her.
And she gets there's a lot of benefits to being in the Peace Corps. Mm. There's a lot of master's programs that will greatly reduce tuition. And there's a few that it's free, including Yale. So that's the stretch goal would be to get her master's. And then the programs, though, are geared towards humanitarian type things.
Yeah.
Wow. Which...
It's very cool.
I've never known anyone that was in the Peace Corps, so
I
feel like I just learned so much.
Yeah. She loved it. She did a study abroad in Rwanda and Uganda.
Oh.
So she spent time learning there already and learning about their conflicts. And then one spring break, she flew to Egypt. Actually, she flew to Israel. That's what she told me. She was going to Israel for spring break, and they took a bus over the border to Egypt.
Oh, my God.
At night.
Oh.
I'm like, is this safe?
Oh, boy.
She's like, of course it is, Mom. I'm like, I don't know. It wouldn't be safe now.
No.
No.
No, not.
Different climate.
But this wasn't that long ago. Oh. It was just last summer.
Oh.
Or last spring.
Her timing was impeccable.
Yeah. So she had a great experience, but she loves the area and loves people and learning about how folks live and making a difference. So it's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, is there anything else you want to tell us about your business? When's the next wine walk?
It's the beginning. I think the next two are the first week of July and the first week of August weekend. So I think it's probably the first Saturday, which is really close to 4th July. So it's probably the 6th or 7th.
Okay.
Which is good or bad. I mean, some people travel and go away for the 4th of July. But as you know, our parade and the things that we... I mean, it's packed, so there's plenty of people in town to do this.
Got to fight over a spot on the sidewalk.
I know.
To get a chair down.
Not until.
Get your chairs out a week before.
The night before, right?
Right. There's rules.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed to put a chair down until the day of, till the morning. Just in my humble opinion.
Would that be like at 12:59? Is that morning?
I think like 7 in the morning is acceptable. We don't need a
hot takes. I wish they'd bring the fireworks back, but
I don't know.
They probably won't with the new field.
Okay, I've heard that the field isn't the issue.
Oh.
I think that the field is available for fireworks.
Just maybe the surrounding areas.
I think it might be money at this point. No. It got really expensive.
Yeah. Everything's expensive. I feel like, so much stuff has gone up.
And I could be wrong about the field, but it doesn't seem like it was the, I was. I think the field's open for it.
It's time for the barge out on the Puget Sound, maybe.
Oh, okay. The environmentalists don't like that. No. So I don't know if we're going to get that one to go.
Might drone as well show. Say launch them over.
Drones.
Drones over the Puget Sound.
We could do drones.
Then we'll get calls in about, aliens landing and things like that.
Maybe aliens are better as long as the salmon are safe.
Yeah.
I was going to say, might as well launch them over the marsh.
Oh, I don't know about that either.
That was a joke, everyone. So I'm not advocating for that.
No.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us today. And
everyone check out Ombu on 3rd, just north of Maine.
Yeah.
All of your luxurious services, hair, spa, anything you could need. Not plants, but...
No more plants.
And gift cards for Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Beth.
Yeah.
So great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.